FM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the night, depending on how you'd be surprised, different emails that we get from people listening to this recording and others at all different times of the day. So good day to you, whatever time it is for you as you're listening to this. And I want to welcome those of you guys who are live. And as we blast into spring, I couldn't help but think, before we get started here with our guest David today, I couldn't help but think, as we all share the different aspects of the weather that's impacting our area of the country or North America or wherever we're at, what a great time to take advantage of the thermals. I was talking with somebody this week, and they said, oh yeah, those thermals, I'm going to have to get another pair of those. And that is one of the neatest things. I know our oldest daughter, who's in 2 months' time, actually, 2 months from tomorrow, will be doing her final packing to go to Tanzania, Africa. And during her time there, she'll be trekking up Mount Kilimanjaro. And one of the big things is, you know, the temperature change as they climb higher and higher and higher elevation. And one of the greatest ways to combat that, the, you know, ups and downs of the weather, being prepared is, you know, that extra thermal layer. And I know being up on the slopes a week ago, it was so warm that you didn't even need it, especially being in the sun, because the snow acts like a great mirror. I mean, I was down to just a long-sleeve T-shirt. I mean, anything more than that, I would have been cooking. But having that layer of thermal, especially as we're going to go into April, and some of us are still getting snow on the ground, it really makes a big difference. And as we transition out of it, and then we hit those peak days where the air conditioning is kicking on, having that extra layer really guards as our bodies start to adapt. You know, our blood thins out a little bit, prepare for warmer weather, really gives us that ally that we need so that our bodies can, you know, adapt properly. So can't recommend it anymore. And I believe it's still, is it still at the 25% off? David, do you remember? I didn't even look.
I believe it is, man.
Okay, so What a great thing to take advantage of that. So I just want to put that little commercial right up there up front. So with us today, David Jones is from Columbus, Ohio. We were just talking about the snow that they're getting there on April 9th, of all things. And David, take us back. You are a physical trainer, which means you more than the average person, you probably know a little bit more of how the body works and how it responds favorably, and you get paid to torture people, which, you know, over the years, that's what have been one of my many reasons why I've never joined a gym, because I thought it was silly to pay somebody to make me hurt. I just always felt I can do that on my own. I got 5 1/4 acres, and there's plenty to keep me busy to make myself hurt, much like I did yesterday with a variety of different tasks. But David, what led you into that occupation? What was your interest level in helping other people in that way?
Well, it's interesting how I got started in advance. My degree is actually in business. I majored in marketing from Ohio University, so I don't have a degree in exercise phys or kinesiology or anything related to the body. But I played football in college, and I was an offensive lineman. I was one of the big guys up front that did all the blocking, and sometimes they're referred to as the big uglies. But so when I my senior year, when I graduated and I was done with football, I knew I wasn't going to the NFL because I wasn't quite big enough and good enough. And I enjoy eating, so I thought, well, you know, if I keep going, you know, since I don't have football keeping me in shape anymore, and I love to eat, you know, I could either I get go on exercising and staying in shape that way and doing something about my health and well-being, or I'm probably going to weigh 300 pounds in no time. Just back then when I played, I was about 255. I'm 6'3", and I weighed about 255 when I played. But and now you got linemen that are 300 and north of that. But so I got started exercising, And it was interesting because this is back, I graduated college in 1986. So this is back in the mid-80s, and I was talking to the fitness director at the club where I went to work out, and he said, well, why don't you try an aerobics class? And I kind of looked at him because back in the 80s, like, zero men did aerobics. It was all it was women in leotards and Jane Fonda and all that.
Well, except like, for Richard Simmons, but, you know, getting big hair like that's kind of a challenge for some.
Yes, exactly. So, but I took his advice, and I went into an aerobics class, and being a big offensive lineman from football, you know, the first couple times you do aerobics, the arms and the legs are not in sync with each other, so I look like a whale out of water in the back row. But for whatever reason, I had fun, and I enjoyed it. So I kept doing it, and as you keep doing it with repetition, the coordination gets better and better. So, I went from being in the back row with arms and legs not coordinated and in sync with each other to where I, you know, gradually moved up to the front row, and I got hooked on it. I was doing 4 or 5 classes a week. And I actually, I enjoyed it so much, I approached the aerobics director, and I said, I think I would like to teach this stuff. And she said, well, she said, I've never hired anybody who did not already have teaching experience or was not already certified. She said, but if you'll prove to me your commitment to this, I'll hire you. So she said, next month, there were 2 organizations that certified aerobics instructors, and one of them was coming to Columbus the following month. And she said, if you sign up and do this weekend seminar and take the test, and if you pass it, I will hire you. So I signed up for it. I went through the training in the whole 2 days, and I took the test and passed it. So I got hired as an aerobics instructor, and I was the first person that, and the person that was the director who hired me, she was an ex-Ohio State cheerleader for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and I was the first person she ever hired that didn't have previous teaching experience. So I taught aerobics for 8 years, and then I started hearing about this profession called personal training. Because in the fitness industry, most of the trends will start on the West Coast, and they slowly migrate to the East. So it was not, we didn't know about it in the Midwest. There was actually a profession where you could get paid for putting people through exercise programs, but they were doing it on the West Coast. So that aerobics director and myself and 2 other people, we actually started personal training at this health club where I was teaching aerobics. And so I transitioned into personal training, and you can actually do it full time because with aerobics, you know, you're up front doing the whole workout yourself as the instructor. So it's pretty much impossible to do it 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, as far as doing it on a full time basis. But with personal training, you're not doing the whole workout. You're instructing the other person that is doing the workout. So you can actually do it 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, you know, compared to a 40-hour a week job. So
I got started. And sorry to interrupt you, but most of the time, David, you're doing it one-on-one. It's not, like you said, in front of a whole class anymore, correct?
Correct.
Okay, again, because I've never had the opportunity to do this. I've asked people lots of questions during different seasons in my life on, you know, different things I can do to correct things that I felt were going on in my body, but never to that extent. So what, knowing more about the body than the average person, what was it like when Nikan came on the scene to you? I mean, were there some serious questions about, now how can something like that you put in your shoes or you sit on, you sleep on, how can that impact the body that favorably? What was the introduction like for you, and what was going through your mind?
Well, after the 4 of us started personal training at that health club, I ended up leaving that health club, and I went to another club that was pretty much personal training only. It wasn't like a big club where you can, you know, join as a member and go in and do your own thing. It was personal training only. And you were correct. And for the most part, personal training is one-on-one, but there are trainers that will take 2 or 3 or 4 people and do small groups also. But it was another trainer that I worked with. He knew how much I loved learning about the human body. And even though my degree is in business, when I started learning about the body, for whatever reason, my brain just soaks it up. I mean, it resonates with me, and it made a lot of sense. So he knew that about me, and he came up to me and he said, "I'd like to share something with you that I think you'll get really excited about." And his dad is the one that shared it with him. And so he started telling me about this stuff, and I thought it was odd at first because I didn't know anything about magnetic insoles in your shoes and stuff, but when I started learning about it, it intrigued me because it was something about the body that I wasn't aware of. So I was curious, and unlike a lot of people, and Vance, I appreciate that you do these Saturday calls. They're great, and it's awesome to listen to different people's stories. And a lot of people got excited about Niken because they had issues with their own body, and Niken helped do amazing things and change the health and well-being of their own body. But I was not like that. I'm very fortunate. I didn't have any serious health issues myself. I'm 52 years old, and I've never had a broken bone in my body, and I'm pretty relatively healthy. So I didn't have my own story that's very powerful. But the first real wow factor of what Niken could do actually happened to one of my personal training clients. And if some of you on the call have heard this story before, I apologize for the repetition, but for those of you that haven't, it was a pretty powerful story. One of my personal training clients was a very successful pediatrician, and her husband is an oncologist. He's a cancer expert. And while I was still training her, she happened to get diagnosed with breast cancer. And one day when she told me the news, I said, sorry to hear that. If there's anything I can do, just let me know. And she said, I know you're not real big on doctors and stuff like that, but she said, my husband's good at what he does, and I trust him, and I trust the doctor, so I'm going to go ahead and do the chemo and radiation. I said, Jane, that's fine. I said, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's your body. But I looked her right in the eye, and I said, do you trust me? And she said, absolutely, I trust you. And I said, I'd like to share something with you that doesn't replace the chemo and the radiation that the doctors want to do, but I said, it focuses on getting your body healthy. And I said, this so your body can get healthy while you're doing the chemo and the radiation. And she said, okay, I'm willing to listen and learn. So I shared with her, Niken, and I said, this company has technologies that can help your body get healthy while your body is dealing with the nasty chemo and radiation, which, they often kill the cancer cells, but they're so toxic, they also kill a lot of healthy cells. And so when I was telling her this, I looked her in the eye and I said, do you trust me? She said, absolutely, I trust you. So I shared this with her, and her treatments were, she had 8 chemo treatments, and then they wanted her to take a few weeks off so her body could recover, because chemo is pretty nasty stuff. And then after the 2 or 3 weeks of recovery, she went into radiation treatments. And so I shared with her what Niken had at the time. She got the water system. She got the Jade Greenzymes. She got a sleep system. And some of the other nutritionals, the insoles. And what they did for her. And so... she was using that stuff while she went through her 8 chemo treatments, and then had 2 or 3 weeks break, and then went into her radiation. And what happened was pretty amazing. Less than 48 hours after her 8th chemo treatment, she was out running a 5K.
Oh my goodness.
That was amazing. Because, ironically, that race, that 5K, Vance, was the race for the cure.
Mm.
And, they have them all across the country. They have them in different cities. And it's in early to mid-May here in Columbus, the race for the cure. And she got her 8th chemo treatment on Thursday afternoon. And Saturday morning, she was out running the race for the cure.
Wow.
And afterwards, they have all kinds of fruit and energy bars and yogurt and stuff like that at the finish line. And we were all standing there, and I ran that 5K on one side of her, and her husband, the oncologist, ran on the other side of her. And at the finish line, you know, we were standing near the energy bars and yogurt and stuff like that. And her husband came up to me and he said, you know, how do you do that? And he said, I just don't get it. You know, he said, I'm a cancer expert. He said, I know what chemo and radiation do to the body. And he said, normally 48 hours after a chemo treatment, your body's feeling really lousy. You're feeling nauseous and sick. And she had her chemo treatment Thursday afternoon, and that race for the cure was about 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. And so that was my first wow that there's something to this company. Like I said, I didn't have any health challenges where I could, you know, I could tell my own powerful story like so many that come on your calling and have shared. But right when she was crossing the finish line, you know, to look over and knowing what she was going through, to look over and watch her cross the finish line, it kind of sent chills down my spine because, you know, I know what cancer, what chemo and radiation do. And
you know, one of the biggest things that comes to mind, David, is, you know, that's about, what, 3.2 or maybe 3.5 miles, a 5K, I mean, roughly. So it's not a little quick trot. This is a serious endeavor for the body to go through. And most of us have been connected or know somebody who's been impacted that's done chemo or radiation. And you're right. You're injecting some pretty powerful stuff into the body, and it does. It not only kills everything. That's kind of because it doesn't know which are the bad ones and which are the good cells, and that level of toxicity in the body. And what frustrates me is that I've had many friends who have gone through treatments, and the medical professionals, either the doctors or the people at the clinic, will tell them, hey, yeah, you need to just quit any nutrition that you're doing. If you get low in energy, the best thing you can do is drink sugar water, to which it just drives me nuts, because all we're doing is adding more toxins. I found myself explaining this week to somebody, we're having this conversation, well, you know, and I said, you know, the toxicity is in our bodies primarily comes from three different areas. It's the overwhelming amount of red meat that our society consumes. It's the processed food, and then it's just plain sugar. And all three of those go in, and they create inflammation. They create the toxins in our body. And the only way to offset that is through anything that we can put in that's slightly alkaline to actually push that the other direction. You know, acid is toxic. You know, they're one and the same. And so for this friend of yours to be able to utilize the jade greenzymes and the Pymag water, which now we have with the waterfall and the bottle that are slightly alkaline, we need more of this. It's almost impossible to be too alkaline. And I know even as of lately, Dr. McCullough has said, you know, come out against alkaline water. And I think, and I'm not sure exactly because I haven't read all the stuff, I'm just seeing glimpses of it. My gut tells me, my hunch, is that he's coming out against people that are finding water that is, you know, 13 and 14 on the pH scale. Yeah, consuming that for long periods of time or large amounts, that's too much. But being that we're getting just, you know, a constant flow of toxic things in our culture, because not everybody's a purist, we have to do something. And, you know, I can't help but think that's part of what gave her the fighting, you know, edge and the ability to combat that. David, I'm curious because, again, based on your occupation, seeing the opportunity to look at Nikan as far as a wellness home, you know, utilizing all the different tools and products that we have. Do you have a favorite when it comes to that? Because you mentioned the ones that are my favorite, you know, the sleep system, the water, the jades. I couldn't survive without the jades, and I find myself using more of it throughout the day. But for you, I mean, that's a big story. But, I mean, do you have a personal favorite that's kind of your go-to?
That's an interesting question, Vance. It's hard to say because, you know, everything Nikan has is phenomenal and is it's got, you know, the most thorough research behind it. You know, if you consider the five things that cells have to have just to stay alive, you know, air, water, nutrition, sleep, and the energies of the earth and sun, we are the only company in the world that's addressing all of those. Other companies only address one or two of those. So it's hard to, I mean, obviously, you know, you want to start with water because the body is such a large percentage of water, you know, overall by weight we're 70% water. And then you have the different parts of the bodies that are different percentages from that. You know, I've heard the brain's 85 to 90% water. So obviously, you know, hydration is a great place to start, but it's kind of like each thing by itself is amazing. But when you put them together, the synergistic effect, the way they feed off of each other, it's kind of like if you've ever gone to the symphony or the orchestra, each section in that orchestra is amazing. But when they're all on the same page and they're all in sync with each other, it's just an amazing piece of music, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm thinking of this coming Tuesday, our girls, both freshmen and junior in high school, are in symphonic band, and they're going to the district, you know, competition. And you're right, because one daughter plays the oboe and the other bassoon, and individually, yeah, you know, they don't sound so good. It's like a duck and a goose together. But when you put them in their place, and I keep thinking over and over, you know, that's like, take yesterday, for example, I'm out working on our property, and I've been dealing with not one, but both of my elbows. You know, the doc said, well, you're dealing with tennis elbow. And so, you know, he prescribed all these different things. One is a brace, but what I've found that using the wraps and putting the power chip directly on that area, but then as well, just keeping the hydration levels way at a peak. Yesterday, my wrist, it's just right hand from, you know, operating a weed eater that was not cooperating with me. And on a slope, but I got in last night, and it just, everything hurt in that hand from using the trigger so much. But taking the CM cream and rubbing it on it before I went to bed and woke up this morning, I thought, wow, that feels awesome. You know, and for the body to recover that quick without anything, without any side effects, is phenomenal. David, for the sake of time here, I want to, you know, address, and you answered that question, when, you know, because we're not experts and we're not medical doctors, you and I. We've seen a lot, though, and in your opinion, looking at all the different, the arsenal that we have with what Nikan, as you just addressed, you know, said it address, these products address everything to keep that symphony working. Really, is there anything that that you feel that, or you've seen in some of the stories that you've been a part of, that Nikan cannot help for people that are out there looking for, you know, that fighting edge?
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, and there's so much about the human body that we don't know. And, you know, all the doctors and the medical professionals that have gotten really excited about Nikan just saying, you know, they're blown away by the fact that they're seeing Nikan help people when Western medicine wasn't helping. And these are not medical products, you're right. These are health products. These are designed to get the body healthy. They don't treat disease. But there's amazing stories out there, and the thing is, when you give the body what God created it to have and feed off of, you just never know what the results can be. And I mean, somebody, they might have a condition that's considered incurable, and you know, will it cure the disease? Maybe not. But if their quality of life is 30 or 40 or 50% better than it is without Nikan, you just help them have a better quality of life at the very least. But you just never know, because when you give the body what God created it to feed off of, amazing things happen. Actually, with that doctor that was going through the cancer advance, the being able to run that 5K, there's actually two wonderful things that happened to her. Running that 5K about 40 hours after her 8th chemo treatment, that was the first. But then she had to take 2 to 3 weeks off so that her body could recover from the, from how toxic and nasty the chemo is, so that then she could go into the radiation. And after she was done with the radiation treatment, she went back to the radiation oncologist for a follow-up visit. And she said, he commented to her that he was blown away because radiation, just like chemo, it's so powerful and high intensity that to penetrate down to where the cancer cells are, the radiation will often leave a burn mark or a blemish at the surface of your skin. And when she went back for her final evaluation from the radiation oncologist, he was blown away. She had one of those little sample comforters, and after every radiation treatment, she would put that over the area that got radiated. And when she went back for the final evaluation, the radiation oncologist was blown away that there was not a single blemish or burn mark on the surface of her skin.
Wow. Wow.
So she got two experiences from that. So you just, when you give the body what God created it to feed off of, you just never know what the response is going to be.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest key is, I'm reminded of a story that my friend Alan Fujioka shared with me in Hawaii. They're seeing just an absolute explosion of the water. But one of the medical doctors that they're working with, he's a new Nikken customer, and for years he's dealt with serious cholesterol issues. And I can't remember which number that he had, which, you know, whatever number it was. But one of them was over 400. And they had, again, because he's a doctor, he goes to the treatments at the hospital. And they couldn't get this number to come down. And within 2 weeks, when he just started, just 2 ounces of progesterol a day, within 2 weeks, he went back and well below 200. And they can't, they're just all scratching their head because they'd tried so many things for years, and they couldn't get his numbers come. From what Alan had told me, the guy's in good shape and everything, and he eats decent and all that, but for some reason, maybe it's the stress of the occupation, but, you know, that's what his body was needing. You know, just one more thing, and that, you know, it's all out there. You know, God has put all these wonderful technologies out there. We just have to bring them into our homes and allow our bodies to be exposed to them and, you know, and take advantage of them. It's like, you know, there's not a shortage of water, per se, of good, clean drinking water. Or spring water, you know, it's one of those things that we don't avail ourselves of. And now with what we have with Nikken, especially the price for the waterfall, I mean, it's like, good grief, you know.
Yes, and Vance, being out in Oregon, I don't know if you've heard lately about what's going on with Flint, Michigan and the water, but what we're finding out is Flint, Michigan, evidently the amounts of iron are really high in the water. And I've heard there have been reported of like already something like 200 cases of children and kids showing neurological issues. And,
and what's sad is one of our newer consultants, I've spoken with him on the phone a couple of times, he actually filed a suit. He's an attorney, and he filed a suit against the city of Flint. This is years ago. Because of the unnecessary rate increases, because they increased the cost of their water for the residents of Flint, and he represents, I believe he said, 21,000 clients that he's representing, and it's because the rate increases from a couple years ago, and it was because they were promising that they would deliver better, cleaner water. And fast forward to today, and I'm going, they went the other direction. Now they're charging them more for water that's killing them. And, you know, we're going to see, you know, I think it'll be years to come before we really see the damage that's been done. But, you know, Flint is just the tip of the iceberg, because I read an article that came out a few weeks ago that there are 2,200 major city, you know, water supplies that are tainted with lead that are way off the charts.
Wow.
You know, and we, again, a simple, you know, for our customers, a $249 investment to take out the majority of that stuff. I mean, what a great arsenal to have, you know, to our advantage. So,
Well, not only that, Vance, but and I understand that they're getting, Flint, Michigan is getting like truckloads of bottled water shipped in, and that's fine for drinking purposes. But how do you take a bath or shower with bottled water?
Yeah.
And that's where NECAMP's got solutions. People spend a lot of money on healthy hair and skin with all the different products that are out there, but they don't even think for a second that, that when you step in the shower, that's chlorinated water going into all your pores.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Linder, I remember one of his presentations said that, just a typical 5-minute hot shower is equivalent, the amount of chlorine that absorbs through our pores is equivalent to drinking a week's worth of just regular tap water that's chlorinated. I mean, we get that in 5 minutes. And I know being in Mexico and in Southern California for 10 days, just recently, and taking a shower in water that's very salty, and then the two showers I had in Long Beach, I couldn't get, sorry for being vain, but my hair was just so gross and coarse, and it was nuts. And then one shower, Monday night, I remember getting home 2 weeks ago, and just one shower, and part of it was using the shower gel. And everything just came right back. I mean, skin, it was not just a feeling of clean, but all of a sudden restored to what was natural, and that's, so quickly can be, used to our advantage. Well, David, thank you so much for sharing your story, and especially for sharing your friend's journey, because not once did David ever say that Nikan cures cancer. That was not the case, and I hope people realize that. Again, whatever you're going through, whatever journey you're on, and whatever hiccup may come your way, we have an advantage. We have things that we can utilize. I love the way that our nurse, our token nurse resident expert, Elaine Connolly, there from Ohio as well, says, these are integrative products. They're not complementary. They're not, adjacent to, but these are integrative. We can use them to integrate what we're already doing and to work as an ally against what, a lot of our society and the medical experts just aren't aware of, because, David, as you pointed out numerous times, that these are things God's given us. They're out there in nature. We just bring them into our home. So thank you again. This has been a treat for me to hear from your perspective. And if you've been listening to this live or a recording and you know somebody that, hey, man, they need to hear what David shared, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where we post the recordings for this. And just scroll down until you see. Usually the newest ones are at the top, but David Jones has been our guest, not Davy Jones, like Davy Jones Locker from Pirates of the Caribbean. I just had to throw that in there. You get that a bunch. I had a gal the other day looked at me and started singing the theme song to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And she said, I used to work for, PBS in Philadelphia, and I met him once. And she said, he's just the same in person as me. I said, well, that's nice. Anyways, David, thank you again. Appreciate it greatly. And, best to you, and look forward to seeing you out there on the Nikan Highway and going from there.
Thank you, Vance. I appreciate that.
All right. I do want to, I didn't announce this earlier, and I should have. I apologize. Carrie Percy will be with us next week. She was on spring break this week, so I couldn't sequester her. We had originally planned on it, but David was fantastic. Carrie Percy will be with us next week, and she's got an amazing background as a former gymnast and what the products did to give her life back. And also background in the cosmetology industry as a professional hair cutter. So, and some great tips for talking to those people who are, we're in their chair for, literally 20 to 30, maybe even 60 minutes at a time. So she'll be with us next Saturday. And so have a fantastic week. We're almost to the halfway mark of April. I want to encourage you to keep continuing to set your goals. Go for broke. Why not? Take advantage of all these great new perks that Nikan has given us. So have a great weekend, everybody, and enjoy spring as it's finally here for some of us, so not so much for others. And I'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday, if not before. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.